Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Sanguilan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Briles. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Nelson Briles. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting third. The left fielder, George Theodore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gosger moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball towards right. Sanguilan catches it and throws to first to double up Garrett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Garrett applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bryles hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 2 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matt Lack fires to first and has Kleins trapped. There's the throw to Harrelson, who tags Kleins for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyer moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyer moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett is walked intentionally. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell strikes out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 2 in the game. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosgar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosgar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Gosgar moves to second. John Milner pinch hits for John Matlack. Rennie Stennett now playing shortstop. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-3 in the game. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosgar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gosgar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robertson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Oliver pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw bunts towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett is walked intentionally. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-4 in the game. Fregosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kleins bunts towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Stennett moves to second. 1 out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to second. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to McGraw covering. Safe. Cash moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 4 in the game. Theodore hits a pop-up towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sanguilan. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.